everyone. My name is Hannah Tyler. I am your chairperson. I will do my best to lead this group, but I will certainly need help with, I'm sure, Andrew Norton. Are you there? Or Chris?
Can you hear me, Hannah?
Chris Lastin? Oh, yes, you are there.
I am, Hannah. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, thanks.
You're looking pretty sharp. Nice.
Well, I have as much on my chin as I have on my head now. That's the problem.
Okay.
Andrew, by the way, Hannah, Andrew, I was just up. Andrew will be in his office in just a moment.
Perfect. I would like to first let Pat Clark give us the rules and guidelines to all the participants. So I will let her go ahead first.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Pat Clark. I'm here to let you know what the rules are, and I will be spotlighting deaf and deafblind individuals when they speak. Just a reminder that we have CART, who is documenting everything for some of our members. So please remember that when you are using acronyms, to be kind and say the full words. If you have your name not on your screen, please fix your name so that it helps out Janice in CART and the interpreters. For today, Hannah will be known as Miss iPad because she is unable to change the name on her iPad, so we'll let Hannah stay as iPad. During roll call, people can certainly keep their screens up, but after roll call, we would like those who are not deaf or deafblind to close their cameras so that it's easier for deaf individuals to watch who is speaking. If you are reporting or have a comment, feel free to turn on your camera. We'll be watching to make sure that you're able to speak. When you do speak, say your name first and then your comments. And then when you're done, please close your camera again. Please make sure that your microphone is on mute when you are not using it. When a hearing person is speaking, Heidi, do you have a comment?
Yes, do you mind spotlighting the interpreter? We can't see her.
I'm so sorry. Well, there you go. I'm not doing my job. Where was I? When we spotlight someone, we give us a moment. It takes a little bit of time for individuals to adjust their screens when they've been spotlighted, so there may be a pause when some of the deaf or deafblind individuals speak. And if you have a comment, feel free to raise your hand or to put up the icon hand to let us know that you have a comment. Hannah, I believe I am done right now. It's back to you.
Terrific. Thank you, Pat. Okay, the first thing we do, say hello, everyone. Glad to join us. I hope this will be productive. Don't know how many people are here, but we will do first roll call to see who's in, and this way we'll find out if we have a quorum to make decisions. So, is it Chris Lassen? you do the roll call?
Sure, and I just wanted to make sure that, so we are taping the meeting, but I wanted to make sure that Zach Moore, who is taping the meeting, is aware that we're about to start.
Yes, so thank you very much. Also, we just received a phone call here at the Bureau of Education and Services for the Blind that Barbara Clunan is having difficulty logging into the meeting.
I'm here now.
Oh, great. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So I'm happy to call the roll of meeting attendees. First, voting members: Sandra Miles, Department of Developmental Services, Southbury Training School. Okay, I don't hear that Sandra is present. Wayne Seidel, Department of Developmental Services, Central Office.
Yep, I'm here. Good morning.
Thanks, Wayne. Jesse Stanley, American School for the Deaf.
I'm here.
Okay. Anna Tyler, Chair.
Oh, yep.
Great. Tara Brown, Keller National Center.
Here.
Great. And Barbara Clunan, who is a parent.
Here.
Great. Lise Arsenault, Oak Hill School. Emily Morganti, Guardian. Al Sylvester, Chairman of the Advisory Board for BSBE. Lisa Flair, representing the Deafblind Association of Connecticut.
I'm here, but I'm no longer the representative for DB, for DBAC. I work with an advocacy, Deafblind Advocacy now.
Okay, so we can get to that point later, but you are present and you are still a voting member.
Right, correct.
Eric Kringle, Capital Region Mental Health Center of Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services.
Yes, here.
Okay. Karen Olson, New England Consortium.
I am here.
And Kathy Morgan, Guardian. Non-voting members who might be present include Chris Lassen from Services, BSBE. I am here. Heidi Hanair, ADS Bureau of Rehab Services.
Here.
Marjorie Santos, BSBE's Adult Services Program.
Yes, I'm present.
Crystal Kelly, BSBE Adult Vocational Rehab Program. Okay. Cheryl Sepulak, BSBE's Interim Director. Mary Johns, BSBE Children's Services Program.
I'm here.
Andrew Norton, ADS Legislative Liaison. Okay. Alvin Chegg, BSBE, ADS Bureau of Rehab Services.
Yes, I'm here.
Alan Gunsberg, member of
I'm here.
Great.
Thank you.
Sue Pedersen, Director of the Communication Advocacy Network.
I'm here.
Great. And Cherie Burns, current president of the Deafblind Association of Connecticut?
Yes, I'm president, correct. I'm here.
Okay. anyone present who has not been mentioned, but would like to, their presence needing to be recorded?
Chris Glass and Andrew Norton, I've just joined.
Oh, great, great.
Thank you. I don't know if I was mentioned or not, but I've just joined.
And great. Zach Moore is also here.
Zach Moore. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Zach is the secretary for the VR program and is our sort of get it done logistics support person. So thank you very much, Zach. Anyone else who is present and would like to your presence to be known in the minutes?
Muriel Lapero from Assistive Technology.
Thanks, Muriel. We need to add you to this on a regular basis. Okay.
And Chris Sushani.
Oh, great, Sue.
Aging and Disability Services as well.
Well, I think the introductions are complete and we can go on to old business.
Okay, well, do we have a quorum today, Chris?
Let's see. I believe we are missing one. We would have Wayne, Jesse, Hannah, Tara, Barbara, Lisa, Eric, Karen. That's 8 voting members present. And we would be missing Sandy Miles and Elise and Emily and Al and Kathy. So 5 members missing, 8 present. That does constitute a quorum. If I'm not mistaken, we can ask Mr. Norton to verify that.
I'm sorry, what is the total number of members that you have, active members?
We have 13, with 8 present.
Then that's a quorum.
Great.
Terrific. Okay. Well, the first thing we do is we review the minutes of our last meeting, the minutes from January 25th, 2022. I'll give everyone 2 minutes. If there are any, you can review, and if there's any corrections, then we will let everyone know.
It seems that Jesse wants... Jesse's saying, okay. This is Jesse. The minutes that were approved from October, it makes reference to DBSN. That's an incorrect acronym. It is DBSAN. So that's the correct. It's been written incorrectly twice. It's in the paragraph, the first paragraph, and then the second paragraph. It should be DBSAN.
Okay, I have a comment. I personally don't understand. Maybe it's a word. It's on the second page. After others present, yeah, introduction. The second page where it, the last, second to the last sentence, said, but under the aegis of DBSN, Deafblind Association, under the aegis, is that a word?
Yes.
AEGIS.
Yes.
It is? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not a... I was a... okay, so this is a word I've never seen before. Okay, is that, that's correct. Great. Okay, anyone else have a comment? Corrections? It's quiet? Must be good. We approve the minutes?
Anna, we would need someone to make a motion who is a voting.
Hold on 1 minute, James.
Thank you. I guess. Anyone make a motion?
This is Jesse. I move to approve the minutes as corrected.
Okay.
This is Lisa. I second.
Terrific. All in favor? Anyone not in favor? Okay, terrific. We're done. All right, we will move on. Next on the list, we have update on Deafblind Technology Program.
Sandy, you're gonna have to wait for this agreement to look strong.
Can someone please mute their microphone? The background is interfering with our ability to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, my phone is interfering. Hold on.
May we have the update on the technology program? Chris Lassen?
So, Hannah, we do have the update in writing, which we will circulate as part of the minutes from this meeting. Muriel Aparo is here to give that update in person, as it were.
This is Pat Clark. I just received a message from Muriel stating that she's having a problem with her computer.
Oh, okay. So I could certainly give the report in the absence of Muriel. So again, Chris Lassen from Thesby's Adult Services Program. The Access Through Technology Program.
Chris, could you just hold on a second while we change interpreters? Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, I'll connect, Chris.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the report of the Access Through Technology Program, which is located in Bureau of Rehab Services. This is the fourth year of the permanent program. In the third quarter, January 1 through March 31 of this year, Access Through Technology has allocated $117,156 for the current fiscal year, 2021/2022. Services in the quarter January 1 through March 31 were provided to 7 consumers. 10 new devices, along with 11 accessory items, one software packet, and one software packet were delivered to consumers. The way that the budget of expenditures looked for this third quarter, $1,998 in assessments, $1,468 for equipment and upgrades and replacing items in inventory, $945 for installation and training, and $3,804 for administrative costs. So the total spent in the third quarter was $37,290. Presently, there are 7 applicants receiving services. 4 consumers have completed receiving their devices and getting training. There are 5 individuals receiving training now, and 2 more waiting to receive their devices and training. Michelle Clark continues to train 1 of our consumers on the Braille Focus 40 that was provided to a client. ATT has increased spending this year, but they still find that they can reallocate $13,000 in funding back to the National Deaf Blind Equipment Distribution Program to be used by other states that are short on funding. That amount is much smaller than the $70,000 that had been reallocated in
I want to mention, I believe Sandy Miles will be joining us. She just didn't have.
I'm here, Hannah.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Sorry I was late. Okay.
No problem. All right. So, thank you, Chris. So, the next on the agenda, new business for year 2022. Third quarter expenditures.
So this is Chris again reporting. The first outcome, the first evidence of any fallout from the Great Retirement that is sweeping through state service. Our contact who has been tracking the deafblind program expenditures retired at the very beginning of this month, and we were not quick enough to get our request in for an update as a result of that. So we do not have an update for this particular meeting. We can certainly obtain that and again send it out as desired with the minutes. But we do not have, I did check with Marchie Santos, who has been processing invoices received, and we are still receiving invoices from the Communication Advocacy Network, which supports the needs of 24 of our clients with deaf blindness, as well as from two vendors who serve one client each. And so we will we know that we have in all likelihood expended another probably $30,000 or so at minimum. We just don't want to say exactly what that is because we don't have the final figures from the fiscal side at this point. So I hope everyone will excuse our inability to provide those. But as I said, the part of what's interesting is that we have only received those three invoices monthly basis from two individual providers for individual clients and from the Communication Advocacy Network. So still nothing from Oak Hill and nothing from providers for one other client.
Okay, thank you, Chris Lassen. I want to mention, I apologize, after each topic, I should have asked if there are any questions, like regarding what we said before about the technology program, and then whatever Chris has just mentioned. Are there any questions or comments?
Muriel Perro has her hand up.
Okay.
Hi everyone, sorry about the technical difficulties there. If anybody has a problem, a question about the AAT program, I'd be happy to answer. Also, we are very fortunate that we haven't had to give back a lot of the funds this year. We're very proud of that. I do want to let you know that we have an outreach that we're going to be doing next week at the library, one of the libraries in town. It's a two-day session, and Arlene and I will be there promoting our programs. And if you know of anybody who's looking for either assistance with the Deafblind Grant and or Assistive Technology Loan Program, we'd be happy to help you and speak with you. We are really down on numbers this year, and so we're trying to get the word out a little more about our program. That's all I have. Any questions? Okay, I'm good.
Thank you, Muriel. All right. Next on the agenda.
Anna. Ellen has a question.
Okay, go ahead.
What library will you be at?
Let me check that and I'll get right to, let's see. My calendar can come up. State Library Conference in Hartford. It's going to be in Hartford. It's at the Convention Center. It's the State Library Conference.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hannah, Wayne has a question.
Hey, this is Wayne Seidel. Good morning. Just regarding the budget, I just wanted to check and verify that at our next meeting, we will be reviewing the annual expenditures and proposing and reviewing a budget for the next year. Do I have that correct?
Was that meant for the AT program?
No, it, okay. It is in